We're starting a new series in the writings of Rav Elchanan Wasserman. Rav Elchanan Wasserman was a disciple of the Chafetz Chaim, and he wrote many things. He was very humble. He didn't call his works by name. He just called it Kovetz Shiurim, the notebook of classes. That's how he called his book. And it's very famous for its depth. And that's why this was also called Kovetz Ma'amarim, the notebook of articles. Because these are different articles and letters that he wrote. He was known as being unique in his generation. He was known, first of all, to be the continuation of the Chafetz Chaim, to be pure in his awe of heaven, in his modesty, in his simplicity, in his love of Torah, and in his love of Am Yisrael. Wherever he went, it was well known the affection he showed for every Jew, and he was always yearning for the truth. He wasn't scared of anything in face of the truth. That gentile was matched with an equal strong desire for truth. Rav Elchanan Wasserman gave people the feeling that the Chafetz Chaim was still around because he was his chosen student and he kept quoting him. And it was almost unheard of that Rav Elchanan Wasserman would say something without mentioning the Chafetz Chaim, his Rebbe. He was very open about what he saw. He was very clear about the things he felt should be different, that people have to work on. And one of the great things about his works is the clarity and the openness in which he speaks. He is very direct, as we will see. The work that we're studying now was not actually written as one book. It's a collection of writings. But Beseder, we're going to start, and I hope, Ezat Hashem, that as we go through it, we gain an appreciation for the giant that was Rav Elchanan Wasserman.